A new report by the State Department of Transportation and WSU experts makes clear the state's 29 short rail lines face a fundamental dilemma. They're vital to farmers and local industries, but they can't do the job demanded of them. Too many short lines, it seems, have been neglected for years. Those routes were abandoned long ago by major railroads because they were unprofitable, and there hasn't been enough money since then to do any more than patchwork repairs and maintenance. Moreover, most rail cars are now heavier, about 286,000 pounds, meaning they wear out lightweight rails more quickly, and train speeds thus must be kept to a crawl on some trackage, lest the rails collapse. To fix the statewide problem could cost upwards of $600 million, according to the joint report, but lawmakers this year designated only $47 million for the state-owned short line system. That system includes the Palouse River and Coulee City Railroad in eastern Washington. The report may touch off new headaches for lawmakers in the next budget fight. The short lines are considered vital for farmers to get their crops to market and to keep scores of heavy trucks off the state's highways, but to keep the railroads running will cost money. I'm Tom Bacon.